Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If you're new here, I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, you know, how some narcissists don't want to be with you, but don't want to see you with anybody else. How they don't want to let you go. The whole ownership contingent of narcissistic people. A lot of narcissists on this planet, y'all, a lot of narcissistic people, most narcissists, think that they own you. They think you belong to them. Let's just go cut through the red tape. Cut through the red flags real quick. They literally and legitimately think they own you. They think you are property to them and you belong to them. So I know a lot of times, this is how it goes sometimes. Like, narcissist people will cheat on you, but they won't leave you. Why don't you just leave me? Why do you keep cheating on me? Why don't you just leave me? Because they don't want to see you with anybody else. They don't. They just don't. Most people think the discard phase has to be physical. I was discarded viciously for someone else. I was discarded this. They left me for this person. They left me here. They abandoned our kids and our family. But that's not how it always happens, y'all. Sometimes, a lot of the times, the discard phase is an emotional discard first, where they emotionally discard you and they emotionally disconnect from you, where they don't want to be with you anymore, and they act like you. They show you that they don't want to be with you anymore, but they don't want you to leave. They won't let you leave. They won't move on. They, even though they might have moved on to someone else or might be emotionally cheating on you or physically cheating on you, they won't move out. They won't sign the divorce papers. They do so many things to keep you there because they think that you belong to them. They don't physically want to be in your presence anymore. They don't. They're not physically attracted to you. They're not emotionally attached to you anymore, but they don't want to. That's why a lot of times when you're in these relationships, you end up being like, you literally end up being roommates. You go from being significant others or spouses to literal roommates where you don't even talk to each other. You might not even sleep in the same bed. You might not sleep in the same room. They become emotionally detached from you, and then you are left trying to pick up the pieces, trying to figure out what you did wrong. And a lot of times, there's nothing you do. Like, sometimes, look, you don't do anything wrong sometimes. I'm not saying that you, people who deal with narcissists, I'm not saying that you are perfect or you are beyond, or you are without fault or without blame or whatever sometimes. I'm saying that sometimes you don't have to do anything intentional to hurt the narcissistic person to make them emotionally discard you. After time, if enough time goes by, they might just look at you, wake up and look at you one day and start acting differently towards you. They might wake up one day, look at you, and just be like, dang, why you look so, you know, why am I with this person? They'll start asking themselves those type of questions. Why am I with this person? What am I doing here? Doesn't feel right. And then they will emotionally discard you. And sometimes they won't touch you. They don't want to be around you. It can be a vicious, vicious cycle. I promise you. And that's why I said I'm talking to a lot of people nowadays that don't understand. They're like, why won't they let me move on? Like, we're actually separated. We still live in the same house. Now, all they have to do is sign the divorce papers so we can go our separate ways. But they're refusing to sign the divorce papers because they don't want to see you with anybody else. The fragility of most narcissists have these big egos, but they are fragile. Super fragile. It's not hard to hurt a narcissist's feelings. That's one of the main comments I get sometimes. Like, how do I get back at them? How do I hurt their feelings? Literally, do anything to them to hurt. You can literally do anything. You can go. I said this on my live yesterday. I was like, you can go outside and breathe. Just take a deep breath and breathe on somebody a member of the opposite sex, and you got a raging narcissist on your back now. Raw. You got a raging, filthy, angry-ass narcissist coming at you because you hurt their feelings. You know what I mean? Coming at you because you did that. Coming at you. Because you emasculated them or you hurt their feelings. If it's a woman. Yeah, it really just depends, y'all. It really seriously just depends. It don't take much to hurt a narcissist, but they don't want to see you with anybody else. They really, really don't. Their ego is so fragile, they can't. The thought of you being with somebody else drives them crazy. But they don't want to touch you. They don't want to put their hands on you. They don't want to clap. They don't want to clap any type of cheeks. No clapping. No clapping allowed in the house. No touching, no kissing, no hugging, no emotional connection. It's like cold existence. literally a coexistence in the house. It gets worse if you have kids, because then it's just even more disconnected. Because they might be in there. It's worse if you have kids or pets, because they'll come in there and show the kids love, show the pets love, just roll on the floor, hugging and kissing the dog, and completely ignore you, completely ignore your existence. Or come in and pick up the kids, like, oh, my baby, oh, my baby, and then ignore you. Further making you feel bad about yourself, further trying to think about what's wrong with you. And like, there could absolutely be nothing wrong with you. That narcissistic person just is emotionally checked out. And when the emotions go, the physicality is not far behind. Or when the physical part goes, the emotions are not far behind. But that attachment, they still feel like they own you, so they don't want to let you go. I've heard people living like this for years, y'all. Years like this. Yeah, y'all. I've seen people live like this for years. Sorry, I had a break. I had a real estate phone call. Live like this for years upon years of just being roommates. No physical touch, no affection, no nothing. And that person who's dealing with this, the victim, survivor of the narcissist, like, you start to devalue yourself. You start to try to figure out what's wrong with you. And there can be absolutely nothing wrong with you. I'm telling you, you don't have to do anything wrong for a narcissistic person to emotionally disconnect from you. But they don't want to. They don't want to let you go. Sorry, I'm just as being. They don't want to let you go. They want to literally be with you the whole time and not let you go. But they don't want to see you anybody else. But they can be out here literally actively cheating, y'all. Actively in a full-blown relationship with somebody else and still try to live with you. Still keep stuff at your house. They do stuff so you can't detach from them. So you're scared to move on sometimes. They make it hard for you to move on, especially if y'all bought a house together, both your names are on the deed or in the title and things like that. And then they can pop up at any time. You can't keep them out, right? So you're scared to move on. They do stuff like this to intimidate you and keep you there, y'all. Don't let them play the mind games with you. There was a, always set yourself up for protection. Narcissistic people always want to have control over pretty much everything, y'all. The finances, the life, the sex life, the love life, the affection, literally every single thing. Hey, let's buy this house, but put my name on the deed and the title. Your name is not going to go anywhere, but give me all the money for it. And y'all will do that because you're in love with the person, and they come back to bite you in the ass later on. Y'all, it's time to take your power back. It's 2022. It's 2022 right now. It's time to stand in your power, take your power back. I'm not telling you to walk away. I'm not telling you to leave your relationship. I'm not telling you to do any of that. I'm telling you to take your power back. Whatever taking your power back looks like, take your power back. Sometimes people cannot leave. You're financially unable to leave. You don't want to live in a women's shelter or a men's shelter, whatever. So you're financially unable to leave. You've been isolated. Take your power back. Could simply be, it's just something like you setting boundaries for yourself, and you going out doing something for yourself every once in a while. You giving something back to yourself. They could be taking your power back. Standing your power. I'm just telling y'all. I be wanting y'all to win. Sometimes I be feeling like I want y'all to win too much. I be rooting y'all on. You don't be rooting, but I can't cheer harder for you than you're cheering harder for yourself. You know what I mean? I can't do that. That doesn't match up. There's no balance right there. So you have to be rooting and cheering for yourself. You have to do the whole, yeah, I'm winning. Because I literally, seriously want y'all to win. And the narcissistic person, yeah, they don't want to see you with anybody else. So what? Protect yourself, because some people will go crazy. Some people will literally actively be out here living with somebody else, be in a relationship with somebody else, have a whole nother family, keep popping up at your house because their name is on the deed or their name is on the lease. Just doing like periodic check-ins. It just scare you, to intimidate you. Time to stop it, y'all. Take back your power. Step by step, baby steps. Everybody's plan is going to look different. Everybody's plan is going to look different. Again, I'm not telling you to leave your relationship. I'm telling you to make a plan that looks like whatever taking your power back looks like. Do that. Do that right there. Because I feel like you are stronger than what you think you are. You just are. Most people are. You just get caught up in these relationships. You don't know how to, it's hard to process them. It's hard to deal with them. So you might be a lot stronger than what you think you are, but you have to dig down deep, dig down internally to find that strength. Because these people don't want to see you. They don't want to see you anybody else because they would crush them. Y'all, they don't care about me anymore. Go be with somebody else then and see if they care. I'm telling you, our ego is fragile. I'm like, Lee, you talk like you know from experience. I've like doing some emotional discard stuff with my wife before. But I just looked at her and then didn't realize. I'm like, why am I with you now? You know, I used to do that type of stuff. My mind works differently. I used to wake up someday and just look at her, and she would catch me looking at her. She's like, why are you looking at me like that? I'm like, I'm not looking at you in type of way. I was like looking at her trying to figure out, like, what is going on with me? It wasn't her, it's me. I knew something was going on with me. It wasn't her, it was me. Like, there's nothing she could have done to make me love her any harder. You know what I mean? I'm just being real with y'all on that right there. There's nothing she could have done to herself to make me love her any harder. So don't try to go out of your way to make somebody love you that has shown you that they've pulled back emotionally from you. Can a narcissist love you? How are they treating you right now? Do you feel like you're being loved and cared for and affected? You know what I mean? But will they let you leave? Will they let you go? Sometimes they will. Sometimes they'll let you go. But are you ready to let go? Are you ready to take your power back? I'm just saying, y'all. Whatever taking your power back looks like, do that. Do that thing right there. Do that thing that you do. You know what I mean? Because, like, the truth is out there. I'm telling y'all. They don't want to be with you sometimes, but they don't want to see you with anybody else because they will break them. Even though you're with somebody, even if they're with somebody else, I know that sounds ass backwards, but like they're with somebody else. How's the? I know what you're gonna say. It's not fair. Of course, it's not fair. What about being with a narcissist? It screams fairness. You know what I mean? Unless you cheated with this person and ended up with them, then yeah, this is fair for you. This is your fairness right here. You cheated on somebody and you ended up with a narcissist. Here's your splash of fairness right here. But you still can get out of it. You know what I mean? I thought I found the love of my life, but now you got this one. You know what I mean? But anyway, y'all, take back your power, stand in your strength, because you can do it. You literally can do it. You know what I mean? Anyway, y'all, I had to hop on this 101. The person hasn't shown up yet. I still do 101s, y'all. The link is going to be in the bio. I got a website going up pretty soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Like and subscribe.